This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
This summer, during the Black Lives Matter demonstrations, the city of San Luis Obispo created a diversity task force with the goal of making the city more inclusive. As KCBX's Angel Russell reports, now the city has provided funding for programs.
The Diversity Task Force has selected 8 nonprofits to receive a portion of $109,000 in grant money. Chairman Amon Asfaw says out of the 20 nonprofits that applied, those selected are focused on the most pressing needs.
All of the organizations were very deserving of grant money, period. But you just have to look at the current moment and context we're in for the city, and you have to ask yourself, what is it that SLO needs right now?
Asfaw says those immediate needs include nonprofits that support the arts, healthcare, education, and literacy. Rebecca Brogdon is with SLO NOR, a foundation that provides free medical care to uninsured individuals. She says its $20,000 grant will provide bilingual health and supportive health services.
About 75% of our patients are people of color. About 60% are Spanish-speaking. And this is, primarily affecting low-income, rural, farm-working, and Hispanic populations.
$3,200 will go to One Cool Earth, a nonprofit which helps students throughout SLO County and northern Santa Barbara County learn about farming practices through school gardens. Executive Director Dylan Jones says this money will help translate their education for Spanish-speaking students, something they couldn't offer before.
Something that stuck with me that Mayor Harmon said was, this isn't a cure, or it's not the fix-all, but at least if we can offer our lessons in Spanish as well, it's just a first step in what we can do.
Other grant recipients include Race Matters SLO, SLO International Film Festival, Diversity Coalition of San Luis Obispo, and the SLO Repertory Theater. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.